Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back in here on WQAM. It is time to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by the Sun Sentinel's Chris Perkins. Perk, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Oh, man, I'm ready to set Omar straight on something, man. Dolphins rushing or something. Is he overhyping Tua? What do I got to
say,
Omar?
Do not start, Perk. Perk, I love a good radio fight. So if there's anything I can do to add a little fuel to this, man, you just let me know.
You love any kind of fight. It's not just radio.
I do.
Yes, you do. Hey, Perk, see, here's the problem that I have. Everybody's talking about – Mike Florio, they had him on the air – on Friday, and Mike Florio questioned whether or not Mike McDaniel is a good head coach or capable of being a head coach, or if he's just a career offensive coordinator. I made the opinion of, I've covered a lot of head coaches, as you know, because we've had a lot of them, and we know the ones that are not meant to become head coaches. Joe Philbin was not meant to become a head coach. Adam Gase, Cam Cameron definitely wasn't meant to be a head coach. Brian Flores, I would say he's a head coach. He's just got a lot of cleaning up to do. But I make the argument that Mike McDaniel, he's got head coach presence. He's got charisma. He can present to a room. I don't have an issue with him. Do you think he is a career offensive coordinator?
I think we have to wait and see what Mike is really meant to be. That this, you know, I've got a column that'll come out later today that, look, the Dolphins are on plan B here. Let's not make any mistake. Plan A, winning with veterans, failed. Now they're on plan B, winning with youngsters. Mike, he could have won with plan A if he would have used the talent differently, if he would have employed more of a run game, if he would have been more of a disciplinarian.
Perk, he had no offensive line to employ a run game. Stop it. Stop
Omar,
it. Stop
this. He had an offensive line in 2023. You had, Connor Williams, and you had Rob Hunt, and, you had Austin Jackson. I know you had Eichenberg. You had Teron. You had Isaiah Wynn, really, to open the season.
That was a good team in 2023. But then in 2024, especially once they lost Austin Jackson, forget it. You couldn't even run the ball.
No, but you should have had a backup quarterback that year to make it easier when Tua went out. You should have had a run game. So this all gets back on Mike. So getting back to the original question, I think he is head coaching timber. He's just got to make some changes. He's got to tweak his system when necessary. I'm not sure if this one is going to work out as far as, Mike being here for another 4 or 5 years. I do think he will get another job, just like Adam Gase got another job. And I think that I hope that Mike would learn from this experience. I hope Mike learns here in 2025 from the 2022, 2023, and 2024 seasons. I think we'll see with Mike. I kind of think that he is a head coach, but he's got to tweak his system. He's got to make some adjustments. That's really my only thing with Mike, including player empowerment, finding a better quarterback, backup quarterback rather, and incorporating the run game more into his offense.
Chris Perkins here with us from the Sun Sentinel. Perk, you had a column up about the defensive front seven and how they could potentially help the Dolphins get to the playoffs. Talk about that that article if you can, Perk, and what you see from the Dolphins' defensive line. How is that possible that that could be the unit that that helps this team out?
Well, here it is. I've got the Dolphins as a 9-win team right now. It's probably going to take 11 wins to get to the playoffs. That defensive front seven has some potential. You know, I would say Benito Jones at nose tackle is kind of the weak link right now. You got Zach Thieler and Kenneth Grant at your two D tackles. We know the edge rushers, right? Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson. Your inside backers are a good crew with Terrell Dodson and Jordan Brooks being backed up by Willie Gay Jr., who I believe Omar named. What was he, your breakout player of camp, Omar?
Yeah. Let me see.
And KJ Britt.
Yeah, biggest surprise.
As a backup
surprise.
Inside. But I think that front seven, you can control games, change games, maybe even win games with that front seven. Look at those four pass rushers, Zach Thieler, Chop Robinson, Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb. If they stay healthy, if Chop progresses, and if Zach Thieler can continue to produce next to Kenneth Grant the way he did next to Christian Wilkins and Calais Campbell, you've got a winner there with that front seven. You can scare some of these quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. I don't know if you can beat them with your front seven because that secondary needs a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But I think that's potentially a game-changing front seven. You really have a lot of talent there. I like Austin Clark there, the D-line coach. I really like Anthony Weaver, the defensive coordinator. I think you could do some really special things with that. It can be a difference-making front seven, I think.
Now, let me ask you this. How much do you think that was because you were evaluating them going against an offensive line that was really practicing without James Daniel, practicing without Austin Jackson? Are you sure you were confident in what you were looking at?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, look, we've seen what these guys can do against good NFL competition. We know what Zach Thieler can do.
Yeah.
We saw what Chop did those last eight games, Chubb, Phillips, Dodson, Jordan Brooks. Like, these guys are established. Now, look, there's only one Pro Bowl among them, right? Bradley Chubb with the 11 sacks in 2023. But, Zach with back-to-back 10-win seasons, if Jalen Phillips stays healthy, if Chubb stays healthy, if Chop continues to progress, you've got a front seven that can produce against, I don't know if they could beat out Philly's offensive line, but against most offensive lines, they can be productive. I have a lot of confidence in them. I'm excited about that front seven. If they can stay healthy, they could be a one-game, one-and-a-half-game difference. Can they be a two-game difference and take you from 9 to 11? Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Let me ask you this question, Perk. We know how the business works in the NFL, and the offseason is time to do business. Jonnu Smith making $4.1 million. He's the 30th highest paid tight end in the NFL. Did not skip minicamp, cost himself $105,000. Do you think that the Dolphins should get to the table and redo that deal for a 30-year-old tight end?
I do for year one, for 2025, yes. What do you want to pay 31-year-old Jonnu Smith and 32-year-old Jonnu Smith? That's kind of the question, and especially when you might have to pay Jalen Phillips, when you might have to pay Devon Achan, how much do you want to break off for Jonnu? And you're going to have to pay 31-year-old Zach Thieler and 32-year-old Zach Thieler. 30-year-old Zach Thieler, which is this season, just like 30-year-old Jonnu, I don't have a big problem with that. But 31-year-old Jonnu and Zach, 32-year-old Jonnu and Zach, do you want to be breaking them off $10, $12 million a year? To me, that's probably the bigger concern.
Oh, that $10, $12 million is cheap for Zach. Based on what Zach has produced the last 2 years,
Without Wilkins and Calais?
Yeah.
Or Calais? Do we know that for sure? Is that cheap for him?
So are you saying that the people around him have made Zach Seeler? Is that what you're saying, Chris Perkins?
No, I'm saying that they have contributed to Zach Seeler. I like Zach. Zach is a productive player, but yes, he has had some ballers next to him, right? In his 10 sack season. He has had some ballers.
Are you saying he's a product of the talent around him, and Zach Seeler is not the reason that he's produced 20 sacks in the last 2 years?
I'm saying that's part of the reason, yes. That is part of, look, Zach, I mean, oh, when you have that kind of help around you, let's see what you can do without it. You know what I'm saying? So you need to see him
strip naked of all the talent around him, and then you'll pay him.
not strip naked. Look, everybody needs help, right? To a certain extent. I mean, Tyreek needs help. Tua needs help.
Yeah, how good would you be without David Ferones? I'm just saying.
Why are you going there, man? Why are you going there?
Yeah, man.
The Dave Ferones and Dave Hyde, you just can't, they carry you.
Okay, all right. I'll text Barry Jackson and see who's carrying who over at the Herald. I know Barry is on vacation up in Oregon. I'll text him right now.
He's still sleeping. We over here working at the Miami Herald. Barry's sleeping.
You might be right about that. I think Zach is a quality player, but again, at 31, 32 years old,
I think you're an ageist. I'm beginning to think you're an ageist. I know it's you had one knee replaced. You're trying to avoid the second knee replacement. But I think you're being a little bit too hard on these old players, man.
Hey man, I was talking to Teron about that knee replacement when he was up there at OTAs. I told him that's the best thing I've ever done. You better get yours. That's right. I'm an ageist. I know what happens when you get over 30. So look, I knew that 2 decades ago, quite honestly. In the NFL, you hit that age. And look, again, these things don't happen in a vacuum. But if Jalen Phillips gets off this year, he's on his fifth-year option. Devon Achan, you got to get out ahead of that. So how much do you want to pay these guys? And here's the other thing, when I talk about they're on plan B and McDaniel has said they want to win with draftees and young players, again, if that's your philosophy, how much do you want to pay 31 and 32-year-old Jonnu Smith and Zach Seeler if your plan is to win with youth? So these things don't happen in a vacuum. For Jonnu and Zach, I have no problem with their 2025 salary when they turn 30 in, I think, August and September. What do I want to pay them when they're 31 and 32?
Yeah. We're here talking with Chris Perkins of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. So I in the Miami Herald, I put out my superlatives for the offseason program. I want for you to weigh in. Who was your top performer of the offseason for the Miami Dolphins?
You know what? I saw you had Achan as yours. Waddle might have been mine. I'll apply the Zach Seeler, you know, the front seven thing. He wasn't going up against any all pros. You know, Derek Stingley Jr. was not out there defending Jalen Waddle. Jalen Ramsey was not out there defending Jalen Waddle. But I thought Waddle did a really good job, especially considering there was no Tyreek, there was no Jonnu. He was clearly a focal point. The defense should have known that coming in when they're doing the, you know, the passing drills, that who else is Tua going to go to, and he still torched them.
Yeah, so, but they're not game planning, so they weren't trying to take him away. Most improved player was who?
Wow, I think you went Jalen Wright, correct?
Yes, I did go Jalen Wright.
Boy, who would I give most improved to?
Don't be disrespectful to Liam Eichenberg now. Don't act like he didn't put Jordan Phillips on the ground.
I'm a Liam fan. I think the fans overreact to Liam. I think Liam was made a scapegoat. I think the guards were made scapegoats. I think the offensive line was scapegoated to a certain extent.
No, they just were bad, Perk. They were just bad.
They were bad, but look.
Just end the sentence right there. They were bad.
They were bad, but you should have been able to game plan around them.
Again, I don't know how you do that.
With a better backup quarterback, with a better offensive strategy, where your run game becomes you're such a predictable offense. And let me tell you this. Mike McDaniel said recently, I think the last time we talked to him on Thursday, I think it was, that our offense is too one-dimensional, and mm-hmm. How did you not know this in December of 2022 when you're getting shut down by the Chargers and the 49ers? Yeah. When they went out west, I mean, to me, that was really the indicator of this is too much of a one-trick pony, this offense. And so for him to just now admit that, he should have known this years ago. And so this gets back to what I was just saying with the backup quarterback and the run game. They can help out that offensive line. But how did this not occur to you like 2 or 3 years ago? Again, this is kind of Mike where he's a little too stubborn. He's a little too hard-headed. He wants to do it with speed, mm-hmm. big play pass game. And people were under that in 2023. So, the offensive line thing, the offensive line doesn't have to bring down this offense when you have so much other talent around it. And I know Tua, I'm getting the ball out of breath, bro. I mean, I know that, but maybe your run game needs to take that same philosophy of our offensive line isn't that good, so we need to do something to carry them, like Tua does, getting rid of the ball quickly. It's part strategy, part game planning, and part bad planning, because I still don't know that they decided to invest in the offensive line like we talked about in the press room last week.
Perk, appreciate the time as always. Great stuff today, and we'll talk to you soon. All right.
All right. I'm don't make me text Barry because I will. But
I ain't scared.
I'll do it right now, Hollywood. I'll tell you what he said. All right, fellas. I'll talk to y'all.
All right, Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. Make sure to check out his stuff. Always great work from Perk. I love when you two get after it, though, man. I sat back and let you guys let it rip, man. That's beautiful.
We fight all the time.
I know. I know you're like an old married couple. I love it.
It's good radio.
I love the way you guys go back and forth with each other. All right, we got a lot of texts coming in. If you do have any Dolphins-related stuff, you can text the show, and we'll get those relayed over to Omar, 305-567-0560. We will take a pause. More to come on QAM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, welcome back in here on QAM. Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Trevor with you on this Monday morning. Look like nice weather. We haven't had a ton of rain. I'm not trying to jinx anything here, but we've
Don't
had
say
a
that
ton
word.
Of rain here through this summer so far. A lot of texts coming in here. Thank you to Perk for joining us. As I'll tell you, that stuff from Mike Florio, we played it earlier in the show, Omar, about him talking about Mike McDaniel might not be a head coach. He might be a coordinator. I hope he's wrong.
I hope he's wrong.
I know you disagree, but this is, well, I always say that, you know, I felt like last season we go, this is it. This is the make or break season for these guys.
And what, last season?
It felt like it. Is
no,
this season
no
the make
could,
or break
no
season,
There's no way you
though?
Could make a make or break season a year without your quarterback. Like, come on.
Yeah, but you didn't go into the season knowing he wasn't going to be healthy.
Yeah, but your
he
season
He may never
fell,
be healthy if, again, Omar.
Your season fell apart because he wasn't going to be healthy.
And that's the fault of the general manager and essentially the head coach, right, that you didn't plan for that.
Who plans for that?
Tell me. Your quarterback get hurt?
Yeah.
If Tua was my quarterback, I'd probably have a backup plan.
You're right. You're 1,000% right
on that. I think a lot of teams probably have a backup plan.
They thought they did, then it blew up in their face. But then Skyler.
But that's their fault, though.
Yeah, you're
Skyler,
right.
Skyler,
you're right.
Man,
you're absolutely right.
I don't know how that guy ended up being so bad.
You're absolutely right. He was.
Did he look that bad in camp?
No.
Did you know that?
No.
Because I don't remember him.
That
in
was
camp,
a situation.
We hyped him up the past 2 years in preseason.
That was a situation where you thought a young guy was ready, and when the opportunity and the situation presented itself, he clearly wasn't. But then he broke his ribs in that game, so it does. And he broke his ribs pretty early in that game, which is you know why he has an opportunity now in Pittsburgh. You know, he's one of
he
the
might not make that roster.
Yeah, he's probably not going to make that roster.
How about, by the way, the Pittsburgh thing is funny, isn't it? Like, you turn on ESPN, and they just cannot stop talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers now because of Aaron Rodgers. That guy, man, I'll tell you, he moves the needle. There's no question about it. He moves the needle.
So does Tua.
Not like that guy, though. Not like that guy.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I'm glad it happened because this is, if it goes horrible, then Mike Tomlin might be available. And if Tomlin's available, I'm rolling out.
Okay.
I'm doing whatever it takes.
So you're really looking ahead to this thing here.
I mean, I'm just monitoring.
Are the Steelers a playoff team?
Yeah, they've been a playoff team multiple years, going back to last year. They weren't even a very good team last year, and they still were playing.
I think he means, can they win a playoff game?
Yeah, they can win.
No, I mean, are they a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers? Like, can he get a team back to the playoffs?
I always say this about Aaron Rodgers. If you think last year he was washed, just watch the two games he played against the Dolphins.
Yeah, Joe does that too. That's not fair.
Just watch.
The Dolphins made a lot of people look good.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. They made Levis look like he was, Patrick Mahomes. Okay?
Will Levis didn't even beat them. The backup did.
The first Mason game Rudolph. Was Will Levis, and then he got hurt in the. Didn't he get hurt in our game? Right.
Yes.
And then,
Will
and then
Levis, the first, 2023, yes. They made Will Levis.
But the Dolphins have made a lot of people look good. Man.
That's
like,
not true.
There's a lot of stock footage out there when they're showing players on TV.
That's a fictional.
Well, how about when they show Aaron Rodgers? Every piece of stock footage they have is him tearing up the Dolphins.
Because he tore up the Dolphins. This is fact. He played phenomenal. He was like a top-rated quarterback both times he played against the Dolphins. There's nothing that they could have, and they actually won one of those games, surprisingly. But Aaron Rodgers was very good when he played against Miami.
Well, nevertheless, it'll be very interesting to follow him in Pittsburgh, see how he does over there.
I'm dying to see
weapons.
If he works, because, you know, you show up late, even though you're going to play, you show up late, you didn't really have the offense. Supposedly they gave him the offense months ago, so he's been studying it, blah, 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 blah. But are your players going to go, are your offensive players going to go to California and work out with you, or are you going to stay in town and work out with them? What are we doing here, Aaron Rodgers? How much do you really want to win? How much are you about football? Because Tua clearly plans to be working out with these guys.
But Aaron Rodgers, I don't ever try to read him, man. He's a strange, strange bird.
That's true.
You know, he does his own thing.
I think he's engaged, and it's a secret who he's engaged to.
He's married now.
No, he got married.
To who?
Some girl named Brittany or something? Is that what it
I'm still trying to find it. I have every TMZ site.
So I don't know if you probably, well, you obviously didn't notice this, Omar, but if you look at the picture where he signed his contract, he was wearing a wedding ring on his left hand, and then he did address it when he spoke to the media. He did say that he got married and he's happy and, you know, whatever. So good for him, man. Good for him. Wow. Hopefully he'll find some happiness.
Let me see what
hopefully
this,
he doesn't
look
do
at us.
This,
we broke news on Omar Kelly.
He doesn't do to this girl what he did to Danica and the actress.
Stop it.
Those girls
stop
got
it.
The.
Well, Danica's not doing too bad anyway, so she's got a nice career now in media.
She will be fine, but nope. She. Aaron Rodgers got after it with those two, man. They both said the same thing that he
how does Aaron Rodgers get married and nobody knows?
Everyone knows now.
Now,
where the hell were you?
I don't know.
He announced it last week.
Yeah,
you got to follow the tabloids a little better, man. That's on you.
I don't. You're
that's
right.
That's on you.
You got to figure out your Twitter algorithm now.
All right, we got to take a break. We got a lot going on here. The Panthers are going to look to close this thing out tomorrow night in Sunrise. We're going to load it up for you tomorrow with Panthers stuff. We'll have Doug Plagans stop by with us, and we will we'll get into that game tomorrow night, man. This is a chance for the Panthers to make some serious history. Here, if they can play 60 good minutes of hockey, they will have their second Stanley Cup, back-to-back Stanley Cups. Omar, the Panthers may win two Stanley Cups before the Dolphins win a playoff game. Your thoughts?
I'm busy looking up Aaron Rodgers' wife.
I know you don't even want to go down that road this morning. All right, we got to take a break. There's a lot of stuff going on here. Kevin Durant has Miami on his short list here of places. Do you want Kevin Durant down here? Does it do anything for you? We can get into that as well, and we'll hit your text 305-567-0560 here on this Monday morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back in here on a Monday morning. Want to let everyone know I'll be at Waxy's Irish Pub in Fort Lauderdale on Thursday, this week, Thursday. at 3 o'clock for a FIFA Club World Cup watch party. We'll be giving away tickets every 30 minutes to see Inter Miami play in the Club World Cup at Hard Rock Stadium on June 23rd. So if you want to win those tickets, come to Waxy's Irish Pub. Watch the game with me, win tickets, and enjoy ice-cold beer specials. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com. So again, Thursday, 3 o'clock, Waxy's in Fort Lauderdale. Get some of those. By the way, speaking of hot ticket, that thing was packed on Saturday at Hard Rock Stadium. See Sean and Bessie running around out there. Nobody scored in the game, though, man. We got to do something about these scoreless soccer matches.
What do you want to do, a shootout?
I don't care, man.
Let's do it.
Or do it like in hockey where they just keep playing until someone scores.
Did you see the security that they had?
I'm guessing it was strong.
Oh, yeah.
The incident?
It was next level. It was.
Did you go?
No, I didn't. I saw it from Safi Dean.
He covered it.
He covered it, and he did some video of all the security protocol. Because, I mean, last time it was a little crazy. You know?
Yeah, last time things got a little nutty, yes. So that's good that they beefed up security. But we'll have tickets for you.
It impacted us last week, the media, because we had to change how we parked and everything because they were just building.
I hate that for you guys. That sucks.
I feel your sarcasm. I'm sensing
it. That stings.
Suck it up, Omar.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I'm sensing it.
I'm sorry to hear that. I am sorry to hear that. If you're just waking up here, we had news in the NBA yesterday. The Grizzlies trading Desmond Bane and the Magic, part of four unprotected first-round picks in that deal. I don't know what it's going to take to get Kevin Durant, but it's probably going to take quite a haul. If the Heat want to give up everything to bring that guy in. My issue with Kevin Durant, you and I were talking about this. If you're just going for a solely entertainment purpose, like if you just want to be good, relevant or whatever, then fine. If that's the best option you have, you want to go that route, go for it. But he does not help you win. I think everybody knows that.
Hold on. He does not help you win because he hasn't won in his last two destinations.
He hasn't won anywhere. The only place that he won
in Oklahoma City. Don't be disrespectful.
Yeah, but he also, that team was really loaded. When you look back at it now, like that team actually was really good.
He was the best player on it as well.
Yes, probably right about that, yes. But it was him, it was Russ, Serge Ibaka.
James Harden.
Yeah.
If that team would have stayed together, they probably would have won like 10 championships. But anyway.
They couldn't even win one.
No, they couldn't. They were young, in fairness.
They were young.
The only place Kevin Durant won a championship was when he joined an all-time great team in the Warriors. He kind of latched onto those guys and got himself his championship. I just don't think Kevin Durant impacts winning.
Here's my argument.
He was on a pretty respectable team this year playing with Devin Booker, and they did nothing.
That's true.
So what is he going to do here?
And Boston wasn't a very good team in a very good situation as well. Here's my question and an issue with the whole Kevin Durant thing. Yes, he probably wants to be with you. Who doesn't want to be in Miami? But why would you not wait for Giannis? Why would you not wait or feel
Giannis
it out?
Giannis might be
and
gone
see.
Now. Like he might be, he's going to be going now. I would think they're.
Yeah,
gonna,
I
would
know
think they're going to move him. You don't have enough to get that guy, man. Like,
but
why do,
but if Giannis
there seems to be this thinking,
if Giannis
that the
wants
have
to be
all
with
these
you,
great trade pieces that they
if Giannis
can give
wants
up,
to be with you, then you might have enough. But my point in saying this is, do you feel like if you're the Heat, do you feel like Kevin Durant is the best you could do right now?
He may be. And with that being said, too, I don't know if the Heat have enough to get him. Look what it just took. Although the Desmond Bane, it seemed like I would have taken more to get him than it did to get Luka, but the Magic gave up a lot
to get
that guy.
They clearly
who's
believe
like,
in him.
I don't know what you think of Desmond Bane. He's kind of he's a good player.
He's
not
great numbers.
Great.
He's great numbers. I looked him
all
up.
All right, well, he was 37th in the league in scoring, 19 points a game.
Shot 48%.
Just did shoot 48%. I mean, yeah, he's a good player.
A good bad team. Good rebound. I mean, on bad team. Memphis is not a bad team.
Not very good.
Not bad.
So
the
know,
Heater. If Memphis is bad, the Heater is horrible.
But if that Heat kind of were a little horrible last year, weren't they? Like, but again, this is just it depends what you're willing to give up to bring someone like Kevin Durant.
Are you willing to give up four first round picks? Because I am. I would.
No, because I don't. Again, I don't think Kevin Durant impacts winning. If you want to sell tickets and you want people to be entertained, that's why you would bring in Kevin Durant. He does not impact winning, and especially now as he continues to get into his late 30s.
Yeah.
He just does not impact. Now, if you put him on a fringe title team, then yeah, maybe.
Here's my question.
You put him on the Knicks?
Here's my question for you. Is Kevin Durant a top 10 player in the NBA right now?
No. No, he is not. Absolutely not.
I would think he's close. No, I mean, is Tyler Hero?
He just doesn't impact winning. No, Tyler Hero's not a top 10 player.
Is Tyler Hero a top 20 player in the NBA right now?
Probably not, but he was an all-star.
What about Bam Adebayo?
That's worth. Bam is funny to me because Bam, I think, gets unfairly criticized because people think he's supposed to be something that he's not, right? Yeah. And everyone sees the all-stars, and they see the Team USA, and they, oh, man, why isn't this guy better? And he's like, Bam impacts winning. He does.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not a number one.
No.
Or maybe even a number two.
I'm about to say that game.
But he's a damn good. Bam is the kind of guy you want on your team.
He's a glue player.
Bam fight. He plays his ass off.
He plays defense. Brings the ball up court.
He does a lot of stuff. He's the kind of guy you want on your team, and he's the kind of guy you can, you know, if you can get a couple of other players out there, you can certainly build around, but he's not a number one and probably not a number two.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think Heat culture is something that Kevin Durant could, one, buy into, and two, could it change him?
No. So we need to change him. This whole the whole Heat culture thing is like,
it's real.
I know it's real. I know that they are a top tier organization in all of sports.
Yes,
I'm not saying that they're not, but this whole notion that like every other NBA team just like serves fast food in their, you know, in their dining rooms or whatever, and they just don't care and they don't work out. Like,
Dolphins only get fast food on Friday.
By the food there is unbelievably good.
The Dolphins?
Oh, my God.
Oh, absolutely. No question about that.
They let us have like one meal over there like once a year. The food is really good there.
I get fed every day.
Do you?
Yes.
How do you get fed every day?
They feed us every day.
I might have to go over there then.
Yes, you come
through. I eat healthy.
Yes, you come
through.
I told
you to start trying to eat healthy after that speech from Alonzo Mourning.
It's all healthy stuff.
Of course it's all healthy stuff. Yeah, they don't put crap in those guys' bodies. Yeah,
absolutely. But we're fed quite well.
Do I think?
Thank you, Steve.
I don't know, man. I wonder where people stand on this Kevin Durant thing. To me, it just doesn't impact winning, which would be the problem here. Someone said the problem with Bam, he's a third option. They paid him a max deal. Bam's worth a max deal, man.
Bam is absolutely worth a max
deal. Bam is worth a max deal and then some.
He is an intangible.
There's a lot of bad players out there who have got max deals.
If you're talking about tradable pieces, every team would want Bam, correct? Now, question is, would you give a Bam for Giannis?
I don't know. I guess.
You definitely wouldn't give up Bam.
I don't know that
for,
the Heat are
going to
be. I don't think the Heat are going to be running for Giannis. I really don't think they're going to.
Why does everybody just think that they're the Heat?
Giannis, there's a big difference between Giannis and Kevin Durant, man.
But they're the Heat.
Yeah, but they still got to make a fair offer.
Bam.
You think the Bucks are going to care? By the way, if you're the Bucks, you think you want to ship him over to Miami?
What do you think? You're going to ship him to the West?
Phoenix is like, okay, you want to go out east? Go. Whatever. You think Milwaukee's going to be like, oh, yeah, Heat, you guys have been our rival for a handful of years here. You knocked us out of the playoffs that one year when we were a top seed. Why don't you take them? Take them. See if you can do better than we did. I don't see that happening.
I mean, Bam would have to be included.
This is the best text of the morning, basketball-wise. This guy says if you're going to give four firsts for Durant, you should have just paid Jimmy Butler.
No.
I was on team pay Jimmy Butler.
I know you were, but no. Jimmy, come on.
Jimmy Butler's don't grow on trees, man.
Aging Jimmy Butler.
His team was going to have a nice run in the playoffs.
Steph got hurt.
Until Steph got hurt, Jimmy fell from about 10 feet in the air, fell straight on his ass. Remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know how his tailbone didn't explode.
Jimmy became a pain in the ass.
That was not his fault. But anyway.
Yes.
We do have to take a pause here. We got more to come in the 9 o'clock hour. This guy says how the damn Pacers are in the finals. If he can get Durant, you 100% make that trade. You got to watch the Pacers, man.
They've been kicking Heat's ass for years.
You got to watch the Pacers. Pacers are not a bunch of pushovers.
I don't know why everyone
thinks the Pacers are a bunch of
What's the Heat's record against the Pacers the last couple of years? Like they have
well, the record
waxed,
against everyone's probably bad, but
they have waxed the Heat for the last
Pacers
3 years.
Are not a slouch team, and I think they're going to give OKC a real run at this thing. I think the Pacers can win the series.
I do too.
Started off talking about that this morning.
It has to be. It has to be. Has to happen to tonight.
The Pacers have two very legitimate players in Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Haliburton, and I think they got a nice supporting cast. Miles Turner's a really good player. Some of those other guys have been,
and a head coach I like.
Yeah, he's a Carlisle's a good head coach. Carlisle.
Yeah, how many championships does he have?
I don't know. Off one. The top of my head, Omar. I don't know why you always ask these weird trivia questions.
2011.
But they have a nice, and those other guys like Nembhard, Naismith, like those guys have been playing well. They have a nice little team over there, and I would not be shocked if they win that series. Vegas would be shocked because they got OKC as monster favorites in this Game 5 tonight. So we'll see how that one plays out. Game 5 tonight for the in the NBA, and then the Panthers will return home to see if they can't wrap this thing up here on Tuesday night. We're going to cover that game very heavily tomorrow morning on the show. Looking forward to that. Those kinds of games don't come around so often here. So we are looking forward to tomorrow night's hockey game here in Sunrise. We're going to take a pause. The 9 o'clock hours next on QAM.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.